Hey guys, welcome to another recap of the Behind the Smoke Barbecue War Stories podcast. This episode is a recap of our podcast that we recorded with Rich Burkini. Rich is a fire battalion chief. He's been serving in the fire department for 25 years, and we really enjoyed talking with him. He's the founder of Third Alarm Coffee, which is a coffee business that gives back to firefighters with cancer. And I really liked that about Rich. I like any sort of business idea where, you know, it's not all about making money. It's a business that's focused on giving back. It's to be of service to somebody else or a group of people. And Rich really brought that home in this podcast episode. Rich is a man of many hats. He is an entrepreneur at heart. He has many other business ventures other than just Third Alarm Coffee. He has a consulting business. He does fire life leadership classes, which is leadership, self-awareness, promotional training for fire service professionals. He is in real estate. You know, when he's not protecting homes, he's helping other people with their dream of finding a home or selling a home. And what was cool about Rich was, you know, he really is about giving back. And that is what business should be about. If you're just in business to make money, it's going to be a bumpy road. And it's probably not going to work out for you in the long run if all you're focused on is making money. So with Rich, you know, he really inspired me. I think he will inspire anyone who listens to the podcast to always keep in mind that when you're going to pitch your product or start a new business or do whatever, if you're focusing on giving back or providing a service to someone, you might be successful doing that. But if you're just trying to make a buck and you're always focused on transactional, it won't work out for you. And I really enjoyed that learning from Rich. And Rich is an author. He's written a couple books. Rich was pretty cool because, you know, we have a bunch of guests who come on the podcast and sometimes they'll come prepared or, you know, Curtis shipped us venison that he, you know, was so kind in just feeding us. And Rich, you know, he came in hot. He came to the studio ready to go. He immediately whipped out his phone and he started doing a Facebook Live. And I was just sitting there like, man, this guy is either off his rocker, going crazy, just filming everything, or he knows what he's doing. He immediately went to do a live stream as kind of a pre-promotion to him being on our podcast. It was interesting how I immediately was curious about him because he really took ownership of the room and you could feel his presence when he was in there before our podcast started. And, you know, he has a lot of things that he's working on right now. He's focusing on all of his different business ventures. And he admitted to us that he's actually going through a divorce right now, which is kind of weird because it seems like a lot of people are going through divorce who we've been podcasting with. And, you know, podcasting is so interesting because it gives people the notion that they can talk about some of their deepest and darkest things that are going on in their lives when they otherwise couldn't. And that was something I noticed when we podcasted with Scott Kaplan from the Mighty 1090. He actually talked about him going through his divorce on our podcast. And that might have been one of the first times he's actually ever spoken about it. But anyways, you know, Rich is a really good guy. I feel for him going through his divorce, but he's grinding it out. He's got some awesome coffee. I cannot wait to try. I've actually been drinking the dark roast coffee, and I think we have the Kona blend waiting at home. I'm really stoked to try that. Definitely inspired by Rich's story. We streamed it. We stream all of our recordings on our Facebook page, so I'll be sure to put the link there. Check out his books. Check out his website. Like I said, he's got the entrepreneurial bug. He's willing to help anyone. He's focusing on giving back, and I think that's why he was such a great guest to be on our podcast, because, you know, Sean and Derek, they want to give back, and that's the main reason why, that's the main focus of these barbecue events and competitions that we host. The main goal is to give back to, you know, organizations like Organizations and Training, which is OIT, and that's a nonprofit that we support and partner with for these events to give back some of the money that is made to help the underprivileged youth, whether it's for sports or for academia. The underlying common denominator between successful business is that business isn't focused on just making money. They're focusing on the community. They're focusing on partnerships. They're focusing on giving back. And I think that is a main takeaway in all of the podcasts that we do. And that's really cool. And it's inspiring to hear people's stories like Rich's. And I know he'll be successful in his future endeavors, because he's got some really, really, really good ethics and morals. And I'm fired up. I hope you guys listen and enjoy. As I said in my latest podcast, I'll be doing a segment at the end where I read a random fact. Maybe you guys can learn something each podcast. I know this is also random, but hey, if anything, you learn something, and that's what matters. So I'm feeling curious on Google. Let's go ahead and search it. What does SS stand for on a boat? Do you know? What does SS stand for on a boat? SS stands for sailing ship, which, even though she had two diesel engines, she still qualifies as a sailing ship because she is equipped with sails. The USS is what we are accustomed to, but according to experts, it's short for steamship. If you think you know what SS stands for, let me know. Hit me up. You can hit me up on Twitter at I am Corey Wagner. You can find me on the Behind the Smoke podcast. You know, we're pretty easy to find. Hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast we did with Rich. I'll leave the link in the comments. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Peace. Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to another recap of our Behind the Smoke Barbecue War Stories podcast with Rich Brocchini. That was episode 52. Do you know what that means? That's a whole year. That marks a year of podcasting for Behind the Smoke, since we are on a weekly publishing schedule. 52 episodes equals a year, and that is pretty fucking crazy. It's already been a year. I feel like we just got started, but I also feel like we've been doing this for a really long time. And, you know, we've kind of made a lot of changes in the way we podcast. We've made updates. We've added live streaming. We've changed our intro a little bit. Sometime we've changed our outro. We're always looking to get better. And I'm sure that within the next year, things will change even more. We just hired for an intern position. So I think, you know, hopefully with the addition of a new intern, he can focus a lot on this podcast and we can provide more content to you, more valuable content We're going to try and gauge what's working and what's not working. You know, I hope that Brian, who you guys haven't really heard of yet, I'll probably bring him on this podcast to kind of talk about what he's been up to. Stay tuned for that. But he has a lot of experience in podcasting, a lot more than we do. And video editing, like I talk about and will continue to talk about, is how powerful video marketing is and social media. And I know that he'll be able to bring a lot of value to our team with his experience doing video. So we'll definitely focus on some video. Maybe it's, you know, recaps of our live streams. We do a quick minute recap of some of the highlights of the show with captions, so you guys can watch on social media without having to turn the sound on. You know, captions on video are huge. They're very powerful. If you've ever seen a Gary Vee video, which you probably have, he does a great job with his videos, having captions on them and having his little timer bar on there so you know when the video is going to end. All important things to note. And we're fired up. It's been a great year. Can't wait to see what the next year of podcasting has in store for us. And you are tuned into the podcast, The Life and Times of Corey Wagner. This was another recap, episode 52, Behind the Smoke, Barbecue War Stories. Stay tuned for our next show. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.